a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song.
My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it there.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
This thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended badly.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I still love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are y'all doing? It is day two of Podmas. And today I want to explain why I left. My last episode was on the 25th of December 2022. And it took me a whole year to come back. But why did I even disappear in the first place? Two things. So I released quite some personal episodes last year, talking about so many personal things in my life, relationship, and even my putting implants and all that, contraceptives. So, and when you go really personal, you don't know why you now get overtalk and say things you're not supposed to say, right? So actually, my mom called me one day and is like, I listened to the latest episode of your podcast and I think you should take it down. I say, ma. And she's like, oh, you said things like this, that, those, and stuff. Yeah, some are really personal. And she was referring to me talking about having contraceptives on and things like that. And then others are also about the family. You said things about, like, the family. And then you're not sure how people within the family, if they want this thing out or not. So it is not your place to tell these things. And people really like their things private. So you shouldn't have said them. Take down that episode. And I listened to it. And true, in my head, I did not think I said anything that was too much. But really, though, that is me and my head, though. Now, other people are involved and they have feelings, right? And there are things they want to tell and things they do not want to tell. So I should respect that. So that aspect made sense to me. So I took down the episode initially and then I was like, you know what? What I'm going to do is, because the part where she talked about, oh, you're talking about contraceptives, how do you? I say, see, no, please, I will. It's me that is the contraceptive. I'm fine with everything I said about myself and I'm fine with putting it out there. I really do not care what other people think, right? So the decision I made was now to edit some things out, edit the family talk part out, and then re-upload my episode. But it still got me thinking that, oh, you talking about your life and your experiences and all that, you do not exist alone in this world. You exist with people, and then people are going to be part of your story. So how do you now reconcile telling your story and now telling people stories for them that they may or may not want to tell or want to be told? Yeah, how do you do that? And it got me thinking a lot that, okay, I need to stay and think about what I'm putting out, what I want to put out, how I want to put out my episodes in such a way that it doesn't affect people. You know, I think about it, those that vlog. So you bring out you plan your content and you're like, oh, today I want to film a day in my life. So you bring out your camera and you're filming. Do you think, oh, I'm just filming myself? Or does it bother you that, oh, when I pull out my camera and I'm walking on the road, this random 1, 2, 3 people that I also capture in my content, I don't know, do they want to be there? How do I, do you guys think about that? And by you guys, now I'm talking about those that, you know, vlog a lot, but you don't even have to be a professional vlogger. Sometimes you just want to take pictures. Everybody takes pictures for social media. So does it bother you that, oh, this person, that person? Even when people, when I watch YouTube, people are like, oh, come and meet my classmate and all that. Do you ever think, oh, does this person want to be there or not? Or are you offending somebody? Because I think about these things a lot. I'm like, okay, let me stay and figure it out first, how I want to put out episodes without involving people that do not want to be involved. But it was taking too long, Sha. And I didn't figure it out. So coming back, I also thought about it. Yes, I'm doing Podmas. This thing is still there. You're still going to talk about people. How do you want to do it? And I'm like, see, I will try my best to be as considerate of other people as possible, but I cannot totally eliminate talking about people or including people in my content. So hopefully all goes well, right? Another thing that also came up in this whole people thing and not involving people or involving them, you know, when I newly started podcasting, some of my earlier episodes talked about all the boys I've loved before, and it featured my cousin Tochukwu. Look at me saying I would not talk about people and I'm talking about somebody again. Anyway, it featured my cousin Tochukwu, and this cousin in question, I said really nice things about him, or that the cousin that he's like the best human being I've seen to ever exist, you know. He would care about the poor. His own is to make you donate money. I want to go and feed children that are less privileged and things like that. Very appropriate human being, you know. So talking about all these good qualities about him. And then, so one day, I think during one of these periods that I moved to Lagos and we're now talking, he now said, Toby, what did you say about me on your podcast? I said, what did I say, Kwan? He now said that he went to reach out to one uncle of ours, and he was discussing business with him that, oh, he has this business idea that, you know, let them work on it together. They can be business partners and stuff. The uncle now said, no, that he's not doing. That he listened to Toby's podcast, and Toby says that he used to do charity too much. That if you bring money for business, now Tochukwu will go use it again to charity, and his money will go to where he does not know. So he's not doing. Oh my god. See, I'm laughing, it's funny, but it's not funny. So I'm like, yeah, I meant no harm. See me even praising human beings, saying, oh, he's the best person ever. But I mean, it has gone to cause something that I did not intend. Now somebody does not want to do business with him and stuff. So how much of that is my fault? If I did not put out that episode, would they have been business partners today? And would, I don't know. So I'm like, are you, see, how careful will you be to say, oh, I mean good, but then the result of what I'm doing is causing more harm than good and things like that. Anyway, again, I'll try my best, but yeah. And please, the uncle in question, please go and do business with Tochukwu. He will not give your money to charity. I promise you. I promise you. Anyway, I said two things made me stay away. So this whole thing with having to say, how do I reconcile talking about myself with also involving other people that are in my experiences without like causing more harm than good. And then the second thing that kept me away was just when this year started, I knew it was going to be a very busy year. Like having to, it was this year I really worked now, because the job I'm doing now, I got the job late last year. So like work was going to be hectic. There was school. There was everything nascent. I set all these plenty big goals for myself that I knew that, yo, I had to like settle down and focus on some things, right? And then focusing more on some things means focusing less or not at all on other things. So something has to give. And it was my podcast that gave. I'm like, see, I don't have strength for podcast now. Please let me go and face the things that are almost strangling me. And then I left for a long while, and it was becoming too long. But I'm back, like I said, and I just don't even know why I left. And in tomorrow's episode, we're going to get into more details of what happened in 2023, because it was one hell of a year. See, this year I went through a lot. The next year, I say, see, I want to rest and do nothing. But yeah, that will be all today. See you guys in tomorrow's episode of Podmas. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?